Bookies was like a 400. St. Andrews, well, they called it an 800. And Clutch Cargoes was really not that big, because I don't know if you've ever been there, but it had a few rooms in it. It was the Women's Athletic Club originally. And went in there, and there's this like ballroom type hardwood floor, kind of maybe 500 people could fit in their tops in that ballroom, maybe six if you were squished. But they had these off rooms around, and they were pretty good size. They were probably enough to put 100, 200 people in each one. There was three of those, and they had video monitors of the bands playing in the ballroom in those video monitors. So if you wanted, and there was bars in there, so if you wanted to walk around, which was the best part of that place, is if you didn't want to see the opening band, you didn't have to. You could go way on the other side of the building, go to a small area, a bar, like an atrium type place, and overlook the city out the windows and have a drink. And then when you wanted to see the band, you'd crowd it into this pretty cool ballroom, you know, and it was neat. I actually did a show there prior to when Clutch Cargoes opened. I did a few local bands. They played there, and I remember sleeping there because it was two nights, and I slept where the bar existed. It was kind of just a cubby hole, and then they put a bar in there, and it made it real nice. The July of that month, I remember doing Stray Cats, the Rock Cats. I remember doing Orchestra Maneuvers in the Dark, the Dickies, Dead Kennedys, Circle Jerks, the Cramps. You name it, played there in July. I mean, it was a full month of just great bands. And then August came along. We did the last week of July, and then the next weekend was the end of it. And we knew it was the end of it prior to that weekend, because Higgins, who owns the building, was being very difficult with the tenants at that time, which had been Clutch Cargoes. So they decided to move, but they really had nowhere to move at that time. So really, there was no plan except that we have to move, and that was in August. And then, you know, we found St. Andrews, and, you know, that was, you know, we jumped right into that. And but, you know, the Clutch Cargo thing probably was the best time to be involved in music, because there were so many good bands going through there. You know, it was like 4 days a week of nationals at that place. And it was so desolate. There was nothing there. There was two places to eat. There was Jolly Jim's, where Comerica Park sits. I think it had four bar stools and a little hamburger stand. And then they had Victor Lim's, which was on Adams right behind it on Grand Circus Park. And that was, you know, and the Flaming Embers. Those are the three places to eat, to go. Once you were there, you're basically stuck there. There was really nowhere for you to go. And at the time at Park and Elizabeth, there was a lot of hookers and pimps when we moved in. And it was kind of a mess and sketchy, but, you know, the punk rock kids like a mess and sketchy, because they went to the Miami when it was a terrible area. They went to Bookies, obviously. And, you know, I guess punk rock, you know, breeds, whatever, ugly.